Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Right now, we're going to hook up caller number 10 at 800-636-1067 with a pair of tickets to Jeff Lynne ELO, the Over and Out Tour, Wednesday, September 25th. That's a Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, thefandc.com/events. They got a lot of concerts at old Capital One.
Yes, they do.
Valdez is going to one tonight. He didn't even know. He thought he was going next week, but he's going tonight.
I'm going to a mega concert tomorrow at Nationals Park. You ever heard of HF Festival? That's happening tomorrow.
I'm going to Jelly Roll, unless I can get somebody to replace me.
Yeah, all we do is go to the concerts all the time.
I'm hoping somebody else wants
me. I just want to say this real quick. I said I wasn't going to talk about this on the air, but I'm going to tell Kicks he thinks it's funny. So okay. I'm not going to mention where, or who, or when.
Okay.
But remember last year when I went to the backyard concert and it was Colin Hay?
I do, yes.
The former lead singer of Men at Work.
Correct. I do remember this.
My buddy hired him to play his wife's birthday party.
Because your buddy's rich.
So this year.
Does he hang out with anybody that's not?
This year. Hang out with
good,
you guys.
Good question. Yeah. He hangs out with us povs.
This year.
Yes.
He's doing the same thing.
Okay. Yeah.
You ever heard of Matchbox 20?
I have heard of Matchbox 20. You ever heard the song? Unwell.
Well, I'm gonna be well listening to Unwell.
Oh, you're gonna be hanging out with Rob Thomas.
Well, yes. Think about that.
Oh.
In my boy's backyard.
Wait, so many hits.
Hey, can I come?
you can
come. There's gonna be a lot of glomer honors.
Tickets are scarce.
I'm sure the tickets are very scarce.
But how incredible is that?
No, that's pretty
What's
incredible.
That friend's first name? Have we met him?
No, I'm not gonna say. But
are you gonna say how much he's paying Matchbox 20?
Nope.
Matchbox 20 grand.
Is he on a company that's paid us before?
No.
That was a nice gig.
Does he want to overpay us to come do a live show in his backyard? Because I'm available.
I thought that would be funny.
I'm so available. Anyway. So ready.
Anyway, sorry. Just wanted to throw that out there.
Time now for the Junkies Blitz, brought to you by Offenbachers. You can visit them in Herndon, Rockville, Gainesville, or Annapolis. They have a huge selection of hot tubs, swim spas, fire pits, pool tables, and outdoor furniture. Let's start with Mel Kiper. Do we have the audio, Valdez? I should have checked. Mel Kiper was asked about the scoring kind of going down in the NFL. There's more running now than passing. The passing touchdowns are way down. There are a lot of explanations as to why, but one of the things that is being thrown out, I heard Aaron Rodgers even talking about this, is that a lot of teams are playing two safeties, two high safety. That means two safeties way back.
Yeah.
So the way to counter that is you run the football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mel Kiper has an idea. Here's Mel.
Well, I grew up with the best of the National Football League, 60s, 70s, into the 80s. You're talking about deep shots, right? The go route, the nine route post. You're talking about Terry Bradshaw in a Super Bowl hitting John Stallworth. You see Leroy Irvin diving, right? Just off his fingertips. There's the receiver. They laid it out there, right? Hit the receiver in stride. 65-yard touchdown. It's a beautiful thing to watch. That's what I want to see brought back to the National Football League. Okay, check down kings, bubble screen sensations, boring football. Game manager, I get it, but I want to see those deep shots. That's what the NFL was built on. I grew up with John Unitas, Fran Tarkington, Ken Stabler, Daryl LaMonica. You know, you talk about quarterbacks, Joe Namath. It was just right. Brett Favre when he was doing what he did. Burke Jones with the Baltimore Colts. You think about those quarterbacks who would throw the ball down the field. I said what Bradshaw did was Stallworth and Swan, Roger Staubach. That's what I want to see brought back. Say, well, you can't do that, right? Well, you got a 5-yard rule with the cornerbacks, right? The Mel Blount rule, right? Now with the push thing with Hurts, you got to be a yard back now. So don't tell me you can't have those safeties closer to the line of scrimmage than they are. I was at games where I'm thinking, hey, too high? They're out in outer space. Two, I couldn't even find us. They're playing with nine guys, right? Where are the other two? Oh, the other two? They're so daggone far back, and even though they're part of damn play. I'm telling you, we got to change this thing, and we got to have, hey, you can warn them. Enough for, they come up. Hey, guys, you got to get up a little bit, right? You're too far back. Warn those safeties. But you got to figure out, competition committee, somebody, Dano, somebody's got to figure out what that depth is, but it's too far back right now. The NFL is being ruined by these too high safeties.
I don't hate it. At first, I was like, well, that's ridiculous. You're changing defensive strategy.
Right.
But then I thought about Major League Baseball. They got rid of the shift.
Right.
They got rid of the four outfielders. Mm-hmm. They got rid of a pitcher coming in for one batter.
Touchdown.
I mean,
passes,
it can still happen, but they changed rules.
Passing touchdowns are way down this year. So, I mean, he might be on to something.
I do think he's on to something. I don't know if the NFL will go that route.
Yeah.
But if Major League Baseball can change their rules dramatically, mm-hmm. where they were saying, no, you can't have defensive positioning like this, mm-hmm. why couldn't the NFL do the exact same thing?
Too many rule changes in all the sports. I'm not prepared for it. I think there's too much strategy involved
there. Yeah, but you would approve it. You would approve of it if it upped the touchdowns, upped passing touchdowns, upped scoring, which is what people tune in for. People don't tune in for 9-7 slugfests where guys are rushing the ball 25 times and the quarterback's having a hard time getting the ball down the field.
I think people are going to tune in to the NFL. I don't care who's playing quarterback. I don't care how many points are scored. People are going to watch.
Oh, I disagree with that. If it all of a sudden becomes defensive struggles and scoring is down 20 or 30%, I think you'll see people, not everybody.
Oh, but people love it. They love fantasy. They love
the ratings.
They love gambling.
Of course, but
I disagree.
They like gambling on 28 to 24 outcomes more than they do 10 to 7 outcomes.
All right, well, quarterbacks have to be better. Quarterbacks have to be better coming out of college.
Okay.
Because a lot of those guys just aren't good enough.
So you would be pro rule change, and usually you don't like change.
If it's for more scoring and more exciting games, yes.
No, this is why Cakes is wrong. It's because he's not a fan of a team. If you're a fan of a team, you're going to watch your team regardless, even if it's a 3-2 slugfest. Cakes isn't a fan of a team. He's a fan of his fantasy team.
Yeah, but they want more than that in the NFL.
There are more people like me who are more into DFS, gambling, fantasy squads than they are one individual team.
Or just watching games.
There's more of us than you think.
That's not going to die. I'm sorry. It's not going to die.
It's not going to die. But
there's no chance that ratings will dip 30%. Is that what you said? 30%?
If it becomes unwatchable, boring,
hold on. You
low
think,
scoring football, I think 30% might be a light
hold on.
Number.
You think, no, you think there's more people like you that are just have no allegiance to any single team out
there
or
a
player?
I'm not saying there are more of me than there are of you who are into one team. I'm just saying there are more of me out there than you think.
Well, I agree with
that. Why do you think the NFL is so wildly popular over the last 20-ish years? Fantasy football and gambling. Well, it's taken a huge upturn in the last 20-ish years.
But that's not going away.
I didn't say it was going away.
I don't care what
happened.
Yes,
you did. You think it's going away if there's 6-3 games.
Yeah. There aren't going to be this many 6-3 games.
If there are 10-7 games and 6-3 games where it's all field goals and no offense, yeah, you will see major erosion in ratings.
All right, well, you're going to see that you're going to see that every once in a while, but that's not going to be the norm ever.
Probably won't be the norm
ever.
But if passing touchdowns and offense are down 20 or 30%,
oh, maybe that's where you
over
came up
an extended period of time, that's, you will see people tuning away.
All right, well, it would have to happen for 25 years.
I mean, I don't know how long of a
these people
time
are not,
span it
people
is.
People are going to, they're going to be front and center every Sunday. I don't care who's playing quarterback. I don't care how many points
as the games are entertaining.
For the most part, they are.
Fail to be entertaining, and they're what Valdez loves, 3 yards in a cloud of dust and 6-3 finals. Boring.
Come on, man. The athletes are too good. You're not going to have 6-3 finals.
I'm being a little extreme.
I know you are.
No, people are going to... People aren't going to turn away. They're going to watch regardless. The NFL is a drug. People are addicted.
Okay.
It's already a slop,
right, you keep
a slop fest, referee fest type league, and people aren't turned away.
But why wouldn't you want to make it better? Mel Kiper's proposing a rule which, for many fans, would make it better because you would have more offense, more deep shots versus what he was
more
lamenting,
exciting football.
The wide receiver bubble screen.
I don't know. Is that better? You
think
that's
is.
Better?
I don't necessarily think it's more entertaining.
I would rather see Xavier Worthy catch a 70-yard bomb than I would Derrick Henry rush for 3.5 yards.
I think most people would.
That's just me.
I think it's not just you. No, I think it's stupid if you just give an advantage to the offense every single time they're on the field.
But that's what Major League Baseball did.
Even just making the base bigger helped stolen bases. They wanted to give the offense more of an advantage.
All right, but that's because baseball was desperate because their numbers were dipping. People weren't watching.
Okay, well, what Cakes is saying is if this trend continues,
it won't.
I don't know. I'd be pro rule change.
People love it. People love the NFL, and they're going to watch it every Sunday. I don't care who's playing quarterback. I don't care how many points you scored.
Because the hit and run is so sexy in baseball.
You need superstars. That's what you need. And the league's always going to have it.
I don't know. I could see the rule change.
Cakes makes a compelling argument. Someone in the middle might be leaning towards Cakes here a little bit.
Thank you.
Just watching 9-6 football games or even 13-6, I'd rather mow the grass.
All right, here you go, real quick. Passing touchdowns after two games in the NFL from 2019 to currently. 2019, 105 touchdowns. 2020, 110. Same in 2021. 2022, 105 touchdowns. The last 2 years, in 2023, 86 touchdowns.
Okay.
Passes. 2024, 69.
Poo-poo.
Okay. All right, so
that's huge.
Yeah, so why haven't you stopped watching?
Why haven't you stopped watching?
Yeah.
Where are the TV ratings? They're going like this.
Because I'm addicted. Because I'm already into the ecosystem. The casual eyeballs that are the fringe people, when the numbers keep dipping like that, they're going to start going bye-bye. I'm not going anywhere.
No chance.
I'm talking about the casuals are going to be like, you know what? This is as exciting as 5 or 6 years ago. Games aren't as compelling. I might find something else to watch.
All right. Have fun. Jason. Have fun watching something else on Sunday.
You say no chance, but when we were growing up, when you and I were 12 years old, baseball was the king.
It's a different world.
Yeah. And probably somebody said to them what Cakes is saying, hey, if this continues, we're going to lose the fans, another sport's going to take over.
When we were 12 years old,
and the NFL
there was only 5 networks to watch. Okay. That's why baseball was king.
You think the suits that run the NFL don't find it alarming that in 2020 they had 110 passing touchdowns through 2 weeks, and in 2024 it's less than 70?
I don't think they're worried about it.
Oh, I think they're worried about it.
Of course they do.
They're definitely worried about it.
No, they're not.
Because at the end of the day, it's a business.
Okay.
It's a business.
That makes more money every single year.
Yeah, but they need new, fresh eyeballs on that business all the time.
They'll get it.
And if it keeps dipping like that, people are going to start turning away.
But I think the bigger issue is the quarterback play in college is so much different than what it has to be in the NFL.
Definitely a component of it.
And they're not prepared like they used to be to come in the NFL and throw touchdown passes.
Right.
That's the bigger issue, in my opinion.
Coach them up in college. Get them ready.
College quarterbacks are never under center.
And get those safeties a little closer to the line. Make it easier to throw those bombs that Mel Kiper loves.
They made the outfielders move.
Yep.
I think you could do the same thing with safeties.
Good.
800-636-1067. You want to chime in? We're the Junkies. Be right back.